Today's program has been brought to you by Roberta's Pizza, located at 261 Moore Street in beautiful Bushwick, Brooklyn. For more information, visit www.robertaspizza.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
This is How to Behave on the Heritage Radio Network. The U.S. now believes that Syrian President Bashar Assad has used chemical weapons against his own people. A man stabbed four choir members during Sunday Mass. Ashton Kutcher got into what TMZ called a violent melee with security guards at a music festival. And Reese Witherspoon got arrested for being all drunky pants to a cop. Sure, different in degree, but all bad behavior. President Obama went to the opening of the George W. Bush Library in Dallas and was polite. Scientists announced that matter and antimatter behave differently in an atom smasher. Yes, it's been a slow week for behavior in the news. It's Monday, April 29th, 2013, the 21st anniversary of the Rodney King riots. Beating Reginald Denny in the head with a brick, that is not how you should behave. Country music legend George Jones passed away this week. Singer of such hits as "He Stopped Loving Her Today," "If Drinking Don't Kill Me," "Her Memory Will," "She Thinks I Still Care," and "Until I Remember You're Gone," he was a master of the breakup song. I'm Brian Kaiser, and in honor of the late, great George Jones, this is How to Behave, the breakup show. The behavior analysis team for the week is in the house, and they're dancing.
Yes.
Everybody a fan of the new How to Behave theme music?
I didn't know the old How to Behave music.
Well,
so this
okay.
It's fantastic to me.
It definitely swings.
It's really good.
Yeah, everybody was so dancing. Good. It was good to see. That's John Lundbaum and Big Five Chord. So we just heard from new to the show, writer, server, former smoker, and avid Facebooker.
It's true.
Jennifer Peterman.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us,
Thank
Jennifer.
You for having me.
Yeah.
I did quit smoking.
You did?
Yeah. Everyone get in on it. And I'm in Facebook. I'm not just on it.
You mention it. You mentioned quitting smoking on Facebook twice a day.
Because I have to have my friends, all 487 of them, know that there may be a mood swing or two. Only for my coworkers.
All right. I'm going to try to...
Back off, man.
Try to pull
one. We're on the upswing today, Brian.
Back again, actor, writer, businessman, comic, and the reason I'm always a little hungover on Mondays, Rob Nail.
Yes, I'm not hungover anymore because I started drinking already.
Yeah, that's good for you. Good for you.
Yeah, I had a drink for this show.
This is a topic for a different show, but how did last night happen?
I don't know, but you left before me, and then I left before things closed.
Oh, God. It started out so innocently.
And then there were lots of... Anyway.
Yes, the research arm of How to Behave, and a woman so committed to the show that she actually went through a breakup recently as research.
For the show.
Thank you, Hannah. Hannah Howard.
Hey.
That was really big of you, Hannah.
And I know. I'm really committed.
I hope it pays off.
You're so committed to radio.
Yes. So every week we talk about different aspects of behavior. Last week, how to behave when you're the Pope. This week, we're sort of bringing it back down to a level that more of us can actually associate.
Did the Pope have a breakup?
The Pope did not have a breakup.
No, I think that was I mean, faux marriage or something, right?
Yeah. I have a feeling the new Pope might lead to some breakups within the church. And it's going to be fun to watch. But again, different show. So the phone lines are open today. If you're listening to the live stream at heritageradionetwork.org and you want to talk about breakups, give us a call.
Especially if you're someone that we're talking about.
Yes. 718-497-2128 is the number. And yes, you will know if you're being talked about. If you are listening to us on a download or a podcast, don't call.
Just call the person that was talking about you.
Yeah. Yeah. You can call directly. All right. This is our fifth episode. You still have the opportunity to be the first person ever to call How to Behave.
Come on, Brian's mom. Come on,
Brian's
mom.
Say, should we send that text to our mothers?
497-2128. No. So funny story. I talked to my mom about a week ago, and she said, your dad and I listened. Did I tell this story last week?
No.
Your dad and I listened to the first show and part of the second show, and we haven't listened anymore, but we're maybe going to.
Can you break up with your parents? Yeah.
So now we know, like, the minimum number of listeners that the Heritage Radio Network has is the number of mothers of hosts there are minus one.
Okay. Ugh. I just mentioned 487 Facebook friends that are going to latch on to this.
You did. I saw that you posted it today. Thank you.
Yeah.
I like the post about the
in it.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, my mom isn't even listening. But she said, it's so convenient to just be able to download it any time that I haven't listened to it live, and then we haven't got around to it yet.
Should I just start reading my breakup poem now?
Yeah.
I have a whole book of poetry.
Dear Mom. Okay, so where do we want to start? I think we should start with Hannah, ladies first.
And the most recent first.
Bring it.
Bring it.
So you have recently gone through a breakup. We want to talk about behavior, how you should and should not behave in breakups. So what do you got for us?
You shouldn't
have. Well, you can start with telling a story. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to start with the advice.
She's going to list them off. Yeah. Don't call me.
Once upon a time yesterday.
You should call the radio show.
You shouldn't throw rocks through my windows.
No rocks.
Don't be crazy. And defriend appropriately.
This breakup has a lot of extra behavioral opportunities, because not only was he my boyfriend, but we also work together.
Oh, see, nice. There you go.
So that's the golden
power.
Yeah. Those are fun. Yeah.
Those are the best.
It's a double breakup, really.
Yeah. You never can really.
And by fun, I mean
them.
Not very. Okay.
Right.
Is that it? That's the whole story.
Great story. Beginning, middle, and end.
The story is so good that it's well. The breakup had a few former breakups before this breakup, which is hopefully the final breakup.
Okay.
So like tremors before the major earthquake, right, hits set.
Right, or it's like you keep peeling off the scab, right, until it finally gets a chance to
heal. I thought the first one was a little more romantic.
Fair enough. So the behavior, I guess, the big no is the inability to, or unwillingness to accept that a breakup is final or for real.
So and who initiated this final breakup? Is it?
It was myself.
It was you.
That's not apparent.
Okay.
Yeah. It was me.
And he
and
didn't want to
met
accept
with
it right away.
Denial and resistance.
Where did you do this?
At work, I hope.
Via text?
No, I did it in person. But it was like I think he knew it was coming, so I got a bombardment of texts like, are you breaking up with me now? Are you going to break up with me? So then, what do you say?
That's like intuition. I mean, he didn't want to go into the slaughter unprepared.
Yeah,
so and I'm going to break up with you, but I've got a huge production to make of it, so don't ruin the surprise.
Desperate insecurity is so hot. It usually works.
I usually throw that on top of a breakup just to make it more exciting.
Well, it's not so hot, but it's surprisingly effective, I find, when deployed to someone who cares about you.
But
to me. Yeah.
So I wish we had time for all the stories Hannah told earlier about how men do dumb things during the breakup that succeed in getting her to not break up with them.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah, I want to know those.
The story you missed, Rob, was the story of the tattoo of my name that got inscribed to an ankle after a previous breakup attempt.
Oh, yeah. That you can't get sucked in by that. I mean, just body art, that's permanent.
But this really throws into question the whole
idea.
You could
find another Hannah.
The whole idea of us discussing how you should behave. Like, we would all agree that if somebody breaks up with you, you shouldn't then tattoo their name on your body, because that makes you look like a crazy person. But it worked.
But
Hannah got back with him.
Preemptively.
He had a guilt out of guilt. Out You're of like, guilt. I have to maintain this person's body art for the rest of his life. This is permits the rest of his life.
Well, he should have, like, if he was intuitive, he would have gotten it. And as you're about to break up, reveal the ankle, you know. And then you're like, oh, I just wanted to know what you wanted to order out tonight, you know, Chinese or Italian.
Right.
So, did you do this recent breakup in public?
Well, I did it at home.
Your home or his home?
Yeah, my home.
Ooh, safe territory for you. Yeah, unfortunate for him.
Well, I don't know. Where is the proper place to break up with someone?
I did it on the High Line, and Ethan Hawke was filming a commercial in the background.
I think we heard this story
before. It was
before.
Really weird. Ethan Hawke is a permanent part of one of my breakups on the High Line.
That's what awesome. If it's dramatic and messy and there's tears and emotions?
Thank God we were on the High Line, because I would have been bawling like a baby.
Oh, okay, good.
A lot of people say that you should do it in public so that
there's no dramatic
scene. So that
scene.
Nobody can totally freak out like they would in the privacy of home. Yeah.
Right.
And if that's a crap shoot knife in this or town. Gun gets pulled, you're, you
yeah.
know.
I've done that, and it just pulled meant knives. A lot of other people got to share in the freak out.
Exactly.
Everyone in the restaurant, everyone in the West Village, as it turned out.
Wow.
Yeah, and it worked out well.
Did you have wine in your face at the end of or wine on your any?
No, nothing. Nothing was thrown except
were you
words.
Covered in wine.
Yeah, and much like Hannah, we ended up getting back together. Also, so.
Also, all those, also all those awful things that the were primary saying. Motivation.
No.
Boredom.
Just, no
drunkenness.
Abuse.
Yeah, this isn't the show about getting back together. We'll do that. It's too,
how
too
can
complicated.
You not do getting back together and breaking up again on a breakup show? Because you broke up again with that person.
We could do a whole show on,
on the roller coaster.
On recycling.
Yes, recycling. That's it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there you are at home.
New rule. Forward only.
New rule.
Well, actually, that was kind of a cheat in the story. So I'm getting these texts. Are you going to break up with me? I know you're going to break up with me. You would never break up with me. Maybe you're going to, like, so... This is in the middle of work, so we work together. So I say, can we wait till after work to have this conversation? So, but then he's like standing there by my desk, tapping his foot impatiently.
I hate to say it, you should just spend yes, 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 yes.
No, but now I have a question. So he knew that he was going to get dumped, and you were getting ready to dump him. But it sounds to me like you wanted to say what you had to say. I mean, maybe it wasn't something. Were you going to be cruel?
We've been seeing each other. I wanted to be uncruel. That was my intention. Because we've been seeing each other for a little more than a year, so it's like for real. And I wanted to be respectful and behave appropriately, or at least try.
Preach,
yeah.
I wanted to tell him how things should be now and how he should be. I don't know. What are you trying to get out of it? You should have just said, "Yeah, I've got this. We got this. Let's done."
What did you just say? That wasn't even a sentence.
Okay, so then he said,
"I told you I'm drunk."
Because there's feelings involved, Rob.
I'm going to start
people
reading poetry
have feelings.
Here in a moment.
And then I'm going to get the like, "Oh, you terrible, heartless fool who broke up with me over a text message. Clearly, you have no soul."
Well, I think that's
he
lovely.
Texted you the question.
It's lovely of you that you were breaking up with someone, but actually trying to be sensitive and not
right.
Cool
but then,
about
okay,
it.
So after our 2-hour conversation, he needed more conversation because that wasn't enough closure. So then the sort of. I wasn't going to say talk badly about him on the radio, and I have. I feel bad.
So far, you haven't said anything bad about the guy. He just did something, and you responded appropriately.
You haven't said anything as bad about him as we're about to say about Rob.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's more interesting.
But, do you guys think there's a real, like, I don't know, responsibility when you break up with someone to then sit there and listen to them go through the stages of grief?
To a point. I don't think that, you know, if you're going to break up with someone, you also can't, and this was from a friend of mine, you can't be the comforting sort, that you know, the source of comfort as well.
Because it gets confusing.
But, right. You know, just for a couple hours, you know, sit with it for a couple hours, but, you know, drag it on days and weeks.
More conversations?
No, he needs to find an audience where he can turn to and be like, this girl dumped me, man, I'm just not worthy.
Like, is that how he sounded?
That's totally, you know that's how he sounded.
That's how he sounded to his friends in the bar.
Dude, let's do shots.
Yeah.
This isn't the tattoo guy. This isn't the guy with the tattoo.
This is indeed the tattoo guy.
See, I was going to let you keep that vague.
Oh.
And you were going to remember?
I was going to keep that
but
vague.
But you know what? Now I'm thinking
now
that
you might
he's
as
got,
well say his name.
Now I'm thinking that you've got your name tattooed on his ankle. I'm thinking maybe you might have to listen to him a little bit longer than a couple hours.
There's
you
a show on the
but
television.
The thing is, because we've broke up before, we've had this couple hour conversation a few times.
So now it's just...
So I know it really well. Like, you know,
you should record it and then just play it back.
Do genius.
Yeah, this is how you sound.
No, but I was going to say there's a show on TV where they can change tattoos into other tattoos, so he can change that name into something else, like a boat or a bird or a snake.
That is an excellent public service announcement for people. I didn't know that you could do that.
Yeah. That reminds me of Johnny Carson married three women in his life. One was named Joan, one was named Joanne, and one was named Joanna, in that order.
That's true.
So he just got to keep adding letters to the tattoo.
That's so convenient.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to have to take a short break. When we come back, if breaking up with you is wrong, I don't want to be right. And how to break up with love and respect. Oh, wait, I just vomited in my mouth a little bit as I said that.
Yeah, just walk away. Walk away. Write the poems later.
This is How to Behave on HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
But she gave me something. Whoa, you know she did. I've been missing.
This song's called Hell Yes, I Cheated by the California Honey Drops on the HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
I love you. Yeah, but I can't.
I've been your man for a real long time. You and I
been so far apart.
We both know it's not working out so good anymore, is it?
Yeah, we live.
We tried living together
inside a house
in that little place by the lake.
Oh, but it's never.
But I never liked that place anyway.
It's never been a home.
Yeah, I'm here to tell you why I haven't been coming home quite as often.
Oh, and all
see,
I took.
See a man. I'm not just talking about movie night.
That we no longer share.
Nah, baby. You
well,
know what else?
Oh, I didn't think.
I think you've gone a little.
It mattered.
A little crazy.
Cause I didn't know.
My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
We're back. This is How to Behave. I got an email from a friend late last night, and I'm going to read just the tiniest excerpt.
It wasn't me, was it?
It was, no, you were still at the bar when I got this. Hey there. I've been drinking nonstop for 6 hours. Here are two things you may or may not want to read as possible ways to break up with folks. One, pack up his shit in cardboard boxes, put on your silver Walter Steiger pumps and nothing else, and greet his ass at the door. Damn right. I think that's good advice.
I'm not sure I have those things.
Number two, write a letter to his parents. Sounds extreme, but if you're engaged to some guy named Mark for 3 years and you love his family and his mother thinks you're the bee's knees, then you're not only breaking up with Mark, you're breaking up with the entire Schenberger clan. Parenthesis. You made it clear, however, from the get-go that you would not be taking his last name because it gives you the sads, in parenthesis. And you love them, so you have to write them a letter, too.
Isn't that guy a model, Mark Schenberger?
I don't know.
Have names been changed?
Yeah, the email actually was about 4 pages long.
And oh, my God.
It would take 2 hours to read the whole thing.
Writing a letter?
Awesome. It was an awesome drunk email telling
writing a letter to the parent? I like that a lot. That's an excellent tactic.
Well, but that is a crazy thing, like that you have to break up with the family as well as the person when you're when you get that deep.
Yeah.
And sometimes
The deeper you get, the more, then you're right.
I've dated women with children, and it's like, I am a father
figure.
You're
breaking up with the whole family.
Well, yeah, crazy.
Yeah. I lived with a woman, actually, for several years. And when we broke up, and it was pretty ugly, she wrote a letter to my parents that was really nice and, like, just saying, sorry that we're probably not going to see each other again, but I enjoyed my time with you. I thought that was really classy.
Yeah, a few of my exes have done the same thing with my folks.
Way classier.
Because my parents are cool.
What about the letter to the mother or the father? Being like, this is the example that your child is. And it's just like a crazy rant. Like, here's what your son, daughter did to me.
Like,
and here's
you're a horrible parent.
Like, you're horrible. Like,
you've created a monster.
I just want you to be aware of what your child has put me and other people.
I want that to come because read those kind of letters around the table at holidays.
Your family does?
And with editorial commentary. That's the best part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your family sounds like
they're fun.
A lot of fun.
They're awesome. Everybody should come over for Christmas.
Okay, so one of the catalysts for this show was actually Jennifer telling me a little story about a breakup that happened a long time ago.
It's the more you know with the star shooting across across the screen. It set the tone of how I would like to be dumped in the future. So, anyone that dates me out there, here's the way to do it. It was actually my first love, and we dated and lived together, and we were together for 4 years. I was in college, and he lived here, but. When we realized that the relationship wasn't going to go any further, there was no marriage or babies in the works, then because we were friends, it was, this is going to be boring now. Now I'm going to listening to myself.
You don't have to tell the whole story.
I'm not
going to. We've actually got about 9 minutes of show left. So
the breakup, because it was just sad and we were friends, we loved each other and cared each other about each other very much. It was just kind and compassionate and respectful and caring and honest and... You know, a series of conversations and maturity. We're still friends. And
that's great.
Yeah, it's great. He sets the tone, and he was a good man. He's a good man.
That's
long
on
silence.
On that note, you just killed the fun of the show. Thanks.
I have others that are much more pathetic,
please tell us a bad story.
I'm waiting for that poem, "Ode to a Good Man."
Ode to a good man. I just told it. Yeah.
Tell us a story in which you were a total psychotic.
No.
Not because you can't
think of one. No, when I was because women get crazy when they're dumped and insecure and they drink too much and it's, you know, it's vulnerable and sad and icky. I mean, it's all those things.
That's a good how to behave point. Like, don't get somebody drunk and then break up with them.
Don't be a sociopath. That was true. I was poured glasses of wine after glasses of wine, and then it was sort of the rug was ripped out from under me, going, I can't do this. And you know, he went running out of the bar, and I was like, wait, and it just, you know, and then he continued on. It was I just want to check in and make sure you're okay. Yeah. Is everything all right?
So do it in public, but don't drink too much. And
not before a holiday. Let's not make it before a national.
Right, or on a holiday. Yeah. On your birthday.
No birthdays. No Christmas.
I broke up with somebody on her birthday weekend, but she was like co-opting a lot of time for her birthday.
And you just had it.
I was just like, I can't go any further. It was one of those things, too, where, you know, I'm sorry, I'm now going into mine. Is that okay?
That's great.
Please, okay. Because
she clearly didn't want to be talking about hers.
Yeah. No, it was just the perfect breakup.
Yeah.
And everything followed was just perfect.
I love that breakups can be good. They can be respectful. And
you know, like, what I said?
A lot I love about you.
This person is, if you do it well, this person is going to represent you in their story in a good way for the rest of their lives. Like, if you're going to be a dick, you're going to be represented as a dick. Mm. And people and girls talk.
Well, right. I think breakups bring out a lot of you. Cool about it and still be seen as a dick because it's a situation, you know?
That's,
right.
Of course.
Yeah. Right.
No one likes being broken up with.
Yeah.
Right. Right. There's a situation where the other person is really in love with you and you are, like, they're going to hate you just for leaving. Nothing you can do is going to change that.
Yeah. I mean, I still think fondly of Amy Kleppinger when I was 16 and I'm like on the phone going, no, I can change. What do I need to do? I can fix that. Come on. Help me. I thought it was great. You know, but like, I don't even know if Amy remembers me from 16.
Yeah.
But, and we have Amy on the phone. We're going to line one. yeah.
How are we doing, awesome. Joe? Is this a phone lines lighten up?
With all of our exes.
Yeah. I think that was a no.
No. But like,
our exes,
you know,
don't care.
I was dating a woman. We'd been dating for a while, and I could sense that there was a lack of compatibility. I mean, it was definitely the kind of person that I'm like overwhelmed by. And so no matter how cool the cool moments were, the other moments were too much. Probably, like, some people would say high maintenance. And there I am the next morning or that morning in bed and looking at the ceiling, and she starts talking about something, and I'm like, I can see the door to Breakup Land opening up over the bed in the ceiling. I'm like, oh my God, we're going to do it right now. It's her birthday week and she is going to be so mad. And we did. And she was so, I mean, there was that point where it's like, driving a cat to a new location where it's just kind of stunned and just not knowing what's going on. But then there was that point later where it was just like, I have opened the pit of hell as well. Like, it's like, ah, fire is, you know, tapping my face on Facebook, going over mistakes that I didn't know I even made.
That you just mixed a lot of metaphors.
I know.
I love my it. Question then about how to behave is, is a better way to behave to wait till after the birthday weekend if you're already feeling this crunching unhappiness?
Like, I've had this happen to me where I was trying to make a relationship work for a while, and I got to the point where I was like, I don't believe in it anymore. Like, we are going to break up eventually. Mm-hmm. And her parents are coming into town this weekend, so this is a really bad time to do it. And then this is that, and then there's the holiday.
And then you keep going, and you keep going.
Right, and then it drags on and on forever. And on. And you end up doing all these things that make you more coupley and make her...
And then so like, it's even...
So then I was
and
a jerk
worse.
For not... I was a jerk for waiting until after I met her parents to break up. And I was like...
There's no perfect time to break up with somebody. Because you know that nagging feeling, and then there's this freedom, like, I gotta get free of this awful feeling. It's like, it's not... It's almost I want to be like, I'm breaking up with you. It's not personal. I just got to go.
Which is funny because I'm like, I'm breaking up with you because it is personal. I mean, it's just not.
It's always personal.
Yeah,
anyway.
It's like I see this opportunity now to have this conversation, because if we don't have this conversation now, we're going to be in so deep that it will be ridiculous.
Yeah.
The problem was that she took it badly and all of a sudden is, you know, threatening me on Facebook, defriending me on Facebook, and then continuing the fight on text message, which is like, I just don't need that.
Yeah, but people, I mean, I guess we need to go to therapists, right? Like,
hilarious.
We need to get this stuff out, right? Like,
there's a way to do it. I mean, but it also involves, like, it's bookended on how, like, are we aware of what we're going into when we go into dating?
That's the thing.
And what are you both on the same page with what you want?
I was thinking out of the box when I started dating this woman, and I realized that was a mistake.
Thinking outside the box.
I'm like, oh my God, you're so different. It's so crazy. This is so different. And I'm like, this is why it was so different and crazy, because it was different and crazy.
That's what a date is for. Like, just one. Just try one and then wait.
One?
Try one. Oh. And then wait.
And wait.
This is
Should there be a mandatory waiting period?
Yes. I'm a serial monogamist. That's a bad place to be. Like, one date. Just one, and then you wait a little bit.
See, I'm the opposite. I'm a serial first dater.
Oh, okay. How'd that go?
How's it going?
It always goes once.
It's not a thing that happened. It's a lifestyle. It's going well. I have a lot of great first dates.
Yeah. You know a lot of women that you've been out for drinks with.
And it never gets ugly. We never break up. Never have to break up. Wow. Yeah, that's how to break up. Just avoid the whole thing.
Yeah. I had a series of relationships where we never were officially dating. We were just... Hanging out, hooking up.
If no one sees me in the studio, I'm point. I got the finger of doom.
We're just hanging out.
Oh, that's you?
Yeah. Hey.
Like, Rob is the millennial in the room. As if he's 100 years old.
He's representing.
As if that was by choice. Like, I was like, oh, I could do this. No, we're just hanging out.
Women love just
hanging out.
I got
a lot of those in college. A lot of like, oh, no.
Yeah, we're just hanging out.
You're the generation that they write about your generation.
That's the way of my generation.
Not like having real relationships. Yeah, just hanging out, hooking up.
Yeah, can't you just hook up on Facebook these days?
What? Wait a minute. Are we going generationally about hooking up and hanging out? And
I'm just telling you what I read. I don't make the rules up.
Okay.
Okay.
I could end with a poem that I wrote for
you. Oh, okay, give us a poem.
Oh,
it's really short. It's called Corrupt Me. And I'll only read the first line. You are my mafia.
I want to know.
Your tongue is the gun that makes my feet dance. I remember the first roll of the dice. You laundered all my problems through your family's business. I thought I had it made, but your sister still looks to take me out.
Is there a breakup in the poem?
Rob, she broke up with me and then I tried to date her sister. Rob, it's over. I just wanted to be on this
when did you write that?
With you to tell you that I'm no longer.
In like 1990-something.
Wow. All right. Well, That's back when you were doing poetry slams.
I know. That's I wrote poems for women about, you know. It's funny. You write these poems. It's like, it's amazing. It's so incredible. And then it's, oh, my God, this is fucked up. You never write the poem that's like, this is the way it is. It's cool because we're in it.
Because that's not very poetic.
Can't. All right. Well, I'm thrilled that we got to end on poetry on that note.
That was the happy one.
That was the happy one. All right. Well, that is sadly all the time we have today.
I'm crying on the inside, Brian.
Thanks to New Behavior panelist Jennifer Peterman.
Thank you.
To old Behavior panelist Rob Neal.
I'm right here.
And as always, to the woman who inspired George Jones to write "If Drinkin' Don't Kill Me, Her Memory Will," Hannah Howard.
All right.
The How to Behave theme is courtesy of John Lundbaum and Big Five Chord. You can check them out at big5chord.com. The chord is spelled with an H, as in musical chord. Thanks to Joe Galarraga for engineering today's show. You can all... Wow. It took us... It wasn't even... Thanks for joining us, Rob. Thanks to Joe Galarraga for engineering today's show. You can always find episodes of How to Behave and lots of other great shows at heritageradionetwork.org. I'm Brian Kaiser, and if you are thinking of breaking up with your girlfriend, take my advice. Don't do it via text from another girl's phone from Aruba on her birthday. This is How to Behave on the Heritage Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.